Good morning, Oregon. I'm Finn J.D. John, fj@offbeatoregon.com, and this is the Daily Offbeat Oregon History Podcast. It's Thursday, so this is an archive show, first released as a newspaper column and podcast episode sometime between 2 and 10 years ago. Thanks for downloading, and I hope you enjoy it.
This story was first published on March 27th of 2011, under the headline, Oregon Had the First Female Governor in U.S. History, for one weekend in 1909. Ask most Oregonians who the first woman governor was, and they'll have an answer right away. A wrong answer. Conventional wisdom holds that Barbara Roberts was the first and only female Oregon governor. In fact, that's almost true, but almost doesn't quite work as an answer to a true or false question. The truth is, Roberts was the first elected female Oregon governor. The first woman to serve as governor of Oregon was Carolyn B. Shelton, who, essentially, covered a weekend shift for her boss in early 1909. For that one historic weekend, Oregon was the first and only state in the Union with a female governor. This was especially ironic because it wasn't until 1912 that women officially won the right to vote in Oregon. Here's the story. 1909, and outgoing Governor George Chamberlain has just been elected to the U.S. Senate. The freshman crop of senators would be sworn in and seated on Monday, March 1st, the same day his successor, Frank W. Benson, would be sworn in as governor of Oregon. The problem was, if Chamberlain stayed through the end of his term and then traveled to D.C., every other member of that freshman class would have seniority over him because he'd be sworn in late. So Chamberlain resigned as governor and left for Washington 2 days early on Saturday, February 27th. Now, ordinarily, this would have been neatly arranged with his successor, Frank W. Benson. Benson would come in as acting governor, and come Monday morning he'd be sworn in for real. But Benson was too sick to do it, so Chamberlain left his trusty chief of staff, Carolyn B. Shelton, is in charge as acting governor, and climbed aboard an eastbound train. By Monday morning, Benson was feeling better, and at 10 a.m. he was sworn in, and Shelton's one-weekend gubernatorial reign was at an end. As far as I've been able to learn, nothing much happened during her 49 hours in office, but if anything had, she would have been the state's chief executive in charge of dealing with it. As a side note, 17 years after this incident, Chamberlain and Shelton got married. At the risk of stating something really obvious, this is the only case of two Oregon ex-governors marrying each other in history. In fact, it's probably the only such case in all of U.S. history, in any state. Key sources in this story have included works by James Andrew Long and Time Magazine. That's our show for today. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of Offbeat Oregon History, a public history resource for the state we love. What you've been listening to is one of more than 550 stories, originally created and published as newspaper columns and subsequently podcasts in first-run syndication between 2008 and today. Offbeat Oregon is a division of Pulp Lit Productions, a boutique publishing house owned and operated by yours truly, specializing in audiobook and multimedia editions of the work of the classic pre-war pulp writers H.P. Lovecraft, Robert E. Howard, Algernon Blackwood, Edgar Rice Burroughs, the great ones. For details, please see pulp-lit.com. This podcast is covered under a Creative Commons license type CC by SA 4.0, which basically means you can do anything you want to with the content. Copy it, remix it, add to it, songify it, post it on your blog, turn it into a tweet storm, whatever you like as long as you A, give me credit for it, and B, whatever you make is also released under a Creative Commons license. For full details, see offbeatoregon.com/CC. Our theme music is by the Atlas String Band and was written by Carmen Ficarra. Listen and download more at atlasstringband.com. Questions, critiques, ideas for a future episode? Email me at fj@offbeatoregon.com. Episodes of Offbeat Oregon History are uploaded around 6 a.m. every weekday morning, so the next one will be on your device and ready to go before you even miss it. Until then, go out and fill up the rest of the day with good stuff. Bye now.